Blog Talk Radio.
What you want to do, God? Be God in this room. Be God in this place today. And that'll be more than enough. Blow my mind, blow my mind, you can do it, blow my mind, do the impossible. Anybody desire that today? Come on, tell them.
Blow my mind.
Oh God, you can blow
my mind.
You have the ability, God, to
blow my mind.
Oh, do the impossible.
The impossible.
I have not seen. I can imagine what you have in store. Come on, raise that with us.
I have not seen.
Somebody throw both of those hands up and say, God, you can blow my mind.
Blow my mind.
I need you to let your faith rise as you make that declaration. You can blow my mind.
Blow my mind.
God, we're ready. God, we're ready today for you to
blow my mind.
Blow my mind. Do the impossible. Because you can, God. Come on, from your heart, say, blow my mind.
Blow my mind.
We're in position now, God. You can blow my mind.
Blow my mind.
Oh, do exceeding abundantly above all I can ask or think today.
Blow my mind.
Oh, you can do the impossible. Listen, I have good news today. I need you to know that God can do anything. Oh, hallelujah. Listen, God can do anything. I need you to find somebody. Just look them in the eye for me and tell them that God can do anything. I don't know what you're believing for today. Oh, but God can do anything. Come on, if you're watching online, I need you to just raise that witness. Every voice, hey.
God can do anything.
He's able to do it. Oh, you're able.
God can do anything.
You're strong enough, God. You're big enough, God.
God can do anything.
Is there anything too hard? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Somebody to let your faith rise in this moment and declare, God can do anything.
You can do
exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. He is able to do whatever you need him to do. Just declare that my God is able. He's strong enough. He's big enough.
God can do anything.
Do anything,
yeah.
There's nothing too hard for him to see your face.
believe that the miracle worker is in this room. And somebody came in here today needing a miracle in your life. Well, I got a testimony this morning. About a year and a half ago, I was ministering on a stage in Virginia. And I was at a school called Liberty University. And the pastor came up to me and he said, Pastor Tasha, three of our students, they went to the mountain to worship. And on the way back down, they got into a car accident. And one of them, she's paralyzed and she's not responding to the doctors. And he said, we're going to pray together. There were 10,000 students from 90 different nations. And we all begin to lift up one God. His name is Jesus. And as we begin to declare that there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, they told me that the student, they were airing that worship service in her bed, in her hospital bedroom. And as they begin to watch, we started saying, I hear the chains falling. And the more we declared, I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling, and they're breaking off of Ruthie's life now. Because God, you are a healer. Her name was Ruthie. The teacher came back to me. He tapped me on the shoulder. He said, I have a text message I need to show you. He said, as we begin to worship today, I got this text message from Ruthie's mom who said, as we begin to declare that the chains were breaking, she began to move her leg. So let me give you some clarity here. The doctors told her mother that her brain activity would never respond and would never recover the way that it had before. The doctors told her mother that it was a strong possibility that she would never walk again. But God can do anything. I'm talking to some people in this room. The enemy has tried to tell you that that situation is impossible for God, and he can't touch that, and so you put that thing on the back burner. But I came to declare that God can do. So 2 days ago, I got a DM in my Instagram. It said, hi, my name is Ruthie. She said, a year and a half ago, you came to Liberty University, and I was the student who received the miracle. And she said, I just want to come to Greenville, South Carolina, to hug your neck, because God used you to help save my life. Ruthie, can you come up here for a minute? I declare that Ruthie is walking, that Ruthie is talking, that Ruthie has all human activity of her limbs, because we serve a God who can do anything but fail. Somebody lift up your eyes, tell the God can do anything. I need somebody to raise up a praise. Lift up your voice and declare it. God can do anything.
love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
For all my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless all of you that have come to join us tonight. We thank God for another day. Yes, come on, give it up for the Lord. Hallelujah. We want to welcome all of you to Straight to the Point on tonight. What an awesome choice of songs tonight. What a mighty, mighty, powerful song. Amen. We want to just give homage right quick to our artists for tonight. Tasha Cobb, God can do anything. God can do anything. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. I just want to stop by tonight and encourage somebody. It don't matter what you're going through. It don't matter what you're facing. It don't matter what it looks like, how big it is, how small it is, how long it's been there. Listen, we serve a God that can do anything, anything. So we give homage to Tasha Cobb for that. God can do anything. And also we want to give homage to C.C. Winans. My God, C.C. Winans, what a powerful song. The goodness of God, my God, that his mercy never fails us. Amen. His mercy never fails us. And we thank God for our artists tonight, their powerful words of lyrics in those songs. Listen, we want to welcome you to Straight to the Point. If this is your first time joining us, let me tell you what it's about. Straight to the Point is a prophetic broadcast that deals with real issues. Amen. Deals with real issues of life. And it's a prophetic broadcast. Our visionary of this broadcast is Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. We thank God for her. We thank God for giving us the opportunity to come on this platform to expound, yes, to expound the word of the Lord and to connect with you in radio land, however you are listening, whether by internet, radio, however you connecting with us tonight. We welcome you and we thank God for you coming on tonight. We thank God for all of those faithful viewers and listeners that come on week after week after week. We appreciate you so much, and we want to also appreciate Dr. Vaughn, amen, the one that's operating everything behind the scenes that keeps it all together for us. We thank God for you, man of God. Men, Let's Talk Network. Men, Let's Talk Network. My name is Evangelist Jacqueline. I am your host tonight, amen, and I take it not lightly to be here tonight on this platform to minister the word of the Lord to you. Listen, I am not going to be before you. Not going to be before you long tonight. I just want to encourage somebody, uplift somebody, increase somebody's faith, and build somebody up in the Lord tonight. Amen. So I want to go back to one of the songs that talked about God can do anything. God can do anything. And let me know if I'm breaking up or anything. I'm on my one of the devices that may not have a good connection. Just let me know and I'll switch over. But God can do anything. And I don't care what it is that you're facing and what you may be going through and what you believe in God for. I want to come tonight to give you some hope to don't give up on God, because God won't give up on you. If he said he's going to do it, God's going to make good on his word, because he says that he's not a man. Amen. Right there, you ought to shout it right there, because he's not a man that he should lie. Amen. Neither the Son of Man that he needs to repent. When God says a thing, he's going to keep his promise, and he's going to do what he said he's going to do. Amen. And so we thank God for that. You know, while the songs was playing, I was thinking of a scripture here in Ephesians 3:20. If you have your Bibles, you can grab it really quick or pull it up on your devices. But it says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Amen. I was blown away right at the first word. Now, right now, at this moment, in this present time, unto him who, the Lord, that is able to do way above what you can ask or what you can think. And so we ask God for things because the Bible tells us to ask and it shall be given unto you. Ask and it shall be given unto you, that God will answer you. You know, and so when he said, when you ask me for something, I'm going to do more than what you ask. I'm not just going to do what you ask, but I'm going to go far above. I'm going to exceed what you're asking for. You know, and that takes us back to the song that God can do anything. Somebody's on here tonight that need a miracle from God. And I want you to know that God can do it. And God is able to do it. Because with God, all things are possible. Nothing is impossible with God. Amen. And so I want to encourage you on tonight to have faith. Have faith in God. I'm going to say that again. Have faith in God. See, this thing works according to the power that works in you. And so you have to explore that power, evoke that power within you to get God to do the exceedingly and the abundant above all that you are thinking. You know, and so many times things that we face, they look like they're impossible. And especially things in the health realm. You know, when you go to the doctors don't give you much hope. You know, when they look at the situation and they see that it's a fatal situation or there's little or to no hope at all, and they begin to give you bad reports and begin to give you discouraging words and discouraging messages, that's when you got to pull in the side of you and pull up the faith in God in you and say, no matter what the doctors say, I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. And I'm not going to give in to that. See, one thing about doctors, and I have nothing against them, they practice medicine. They're practicing. And so they're not accurate all the time. They're not absolute. But one thing I can guarantee you about God, he's absolute and he's accurate. He don't miss and he don't lie. And he said, by his stripes, ye are already healed. God created us. And God made us in his likeness and in his image. And how many of you know ain't no sickness in God? Amen. And so we have to be able to dig in deep into our and believe. Believe what the word say. Believe what God said. God said, with me, all things are possible. With men, things are impossible, but not with God. God is a God that's always waiting for an opportunity to prove who he is. Amen. He's always waiting to take that moment to show you, I am the Lord your God that healeth thee. I have sent my word to heal thee. No matter what it is, it could be physical, it could be spiritual, it could be emotional, it could be anything. God is a healer. My God. God is a healer, and he's here willing to heal on tonight. Amen. And so we talk about the goodness. The goodness of God, and he lets us know that goodness and mercy, they will never part from us. He said they shall follow you all the days of your life. When you're going through the fire, just know that you won't be burned. When you're going through and you're passing through the water, he says, I am with you. It ain't going to overtake you. See, we have to be able to believe God and take him for his word. What he says, you know, and not to look at the situation or the circumstance. That's why he said, don't even look upon the faces. Don't even take a thought about it, because I've already taken care of everything. What a word that must be from someone that is absolute, someone that does not lie. When he says, when you pass through the waters, I am with you, and they will not overtake you. And, you know, I understand that sometimes you go through things, so many things have compiled up against you, has come up against you in opposition of your life, and it just looks like there's no way out and what else could happen. But God said, listen, I am with you. Who am I? He's the I am the resurrection. I am your strength. I am the Lord your God. I am is with you. He said, don't worry when you're passing through all of these battles. And you're passing through these troubles and you're passing through these oppositions. Don't worry, because I am with you, and it will not overtake you. See, the key thing is you got to pass through. You got to pass through many battles. Many things are going to happen. He said many will be the affliction of who? The righteous. But the Lord shall deliver you out of them all. He said, don't worry, I'm with you. You're coming through this thing, and you're coming out stronger. You're coming out better. You're coming out wiser. You're coming out healed. You're coming out delivered. You're coming out whole. You're coming out restored. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, even when you're going through the fire, you ain't going to even smell like smoke. You ain't going to get burned. Why? Because I'm with you. You know, you remember the story about the Hebrew boys when they were thrown into the fiery furnace and there was a fourth man in there with them? That's God. He says, I'm with you even through your fiery trials and everything that you face. I am with you. I have assigned a host of angels, my God, unto each one of you to bear your issues, to give you strength, to keep the faith. He said, listen, don't lose the faith. God said, I am praying for you that your faith will not fail you. So it is important to hold on to your faith. It is important to keep the power evolving and ignited inside of you, because that's going to determine the outcome. You cannot faint in this hour. You cannot be weak in this hour and give up because of oppositions that you're facing. You have to believe and know deep down inside of your soul that you're going to make it through. You're going to make it through this battle. You're going to make it through this fire. You're going to make it through this sickness. You're going to be restored 100%. Amen. Because God is not a liar. God keeps his word. He's a promise-keeping God. He's a covenant-keeping God. And he has a covenant with his children to keep his word. He cannot fail us, my God. And he will not fail us. He will not fail us. So I just wanted to stop by tonight and encourage someone that may be going through a lot. You may be overwhelmed with some things and you wondering where is God and what is going on. Let me tell you something. God is right there with you. All he needs you to do is keep on moving. Keep on flowing with him, because you coming through this thing. You coming in on the other side. Don't faint. Don't give up. Don't quit. This is not the time to back down and start to doubting. Don't doubt your God. God is strong, mighty, and powerful, faithful, true to what he said that he's going to do. And he's going to bring you through. That is his will. That is his will, that you make it through, all the way through. All the way through. And I think a couple of weeks ago, we talked about process. Process. Some of this is part of the process that we must go through to gain certain types of anointings and to gain power and strength. You know, so don't despise and don't be discouraged when you find yourself going through the fire and going through the water. It's God's will. He said, in everything to give thanks, for this is the will of the Father. So this is his will to get us through, to get us through. Amen. Amen. We thank God for you tonight. We thank God for you joining us tonight. I told you I wouldn't be before you long. We're going to go ahead and open up the lines. Amen. We're going to open up the lines and give you an opportunity to expound on that word. Dr. Vaughn, let's go ahead and open up the lines. Amen. Amen. I think we may be having some technical difficulties on his end, so I'm not able to see who's on the line tonight or open up the phone line, but I know that you're out there listening, and I know that this word was a blessing unto you, and we do want to thank God for each and every one of you that are out there listening and have come on the line. I just pray and hope that you hold on to the faith and that you continue to keep going on, continue to keep moving forward, continue to be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Don't be moved by these things that you are facing, because you serve a mighty, great God, a great God that have overcome every battle. Everything that you would face, he's already won the battle for us. And so we want to thank God for each and every one of you for joining us on Straight to the Point on tonight. Amen. We thank Dr. Henderson for giving us this moment and opportunity. I told y'all I wasn't going to be before you long tonight. And since we're not able to open up the lines tonight, we're going to listen. We got to just pray over everyone tonight that God would just release his anointing and increase your faith and uplift you and encourage you. Father, in the name of the Lord, we thank you tonight, God, for your presence. We thank you, God, for your faithfulness, God, in the name of the Lord. Father, we bless the viewers and the listeners on this line tonight. Father, we pray right now, God, that whatever they're facing, whatever they're going through, that you would encourage them, uplift them. Oh, God, and we pray for your angels to be dispatched unto them in whatever need that they need, God, that you would strengthen them, God, and that they would keep the faith even in the place and in the face of opposition, God. Oh, God, we decree strength up over them right now. And, Father, we thank you because you are faithful to do what it is that you said you will do. So we pray, God, for everyone out there that is listening, God. We pray, God, that you, Father God, will let them know that you are the Lord, their God, in whatever capacity that they need to know you, God. Don't fail them now. In the name of the Lord. And Father, we thank you for this broadcast. Father, we thank you, God, and we bless it, and we cover it in the blood of the Lamb, and we soak it in the blood of the Lamb. And Father, we just want to give you glory, we want to give you honor, and we give you praise for this night, for what you are doing in this night, in the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So you have been listening to Straight to the Point. You've been listening to Straight to the Point, and we invite you to come back next week. We're here every Monday night at 8 o'clock. We have different speakers every Monday night at 8 o'clock, Straight to the Point. The visionary is Dr. Dolores Henderson. And so we want to not hold you tonight. We just want to tell you before you leave that remember to love and to love hard. Forgive and forgive quickly. And always, always pray. Amen. God bless you. You've been listening to Straight to the Point.